Well, coming up this weekend, the Christmas season kicks off in the Danish villages with Julefest 2019. Lisa Steen Riggs with the Danish Windmill is in with us here this morning and talking a little bit about some of the activities going on. Lisa, Christmas is always a fun time. A little late this year with the late Thanksgiving, but that doesn't mean you'll have less fun.
No, that's right. And we just, we're going to try to play catch up. And again, it's our 44th. First annual, and it's Friday and Saturday following Thanksgiving, the 29th and 30th, and we call it Yule Fest, and it's in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimmelton. We're easy to get to. We have free parking and fun galore. We have over 21 locations in the two villages. Just to give you an idea of some of the activities, you know, we can start out with the two big craft fairs both Friday and Saturday, and at both the Elkhorn Town Hall and the Kimmelton Town Hall. And of course, craft fairs are very popular. There's upcycled, recycled, there's crafts, and the bake sales. And the women that do the bake sales, fantastic. You can get a lot of good Danish goodies too. And then we have our nonprofits here in the community, and we're blessed to have the Museum of Danish America. They're giving free admission at both the Museum of Danish America, Bestmore's House, the Danish Grandmother's House, and the Genealogy Center. And they're all doing special things in those three locations. And they also, you know, have new exhibits. The museum has a new Nordic cuisine right now, and it's fantastic. Highly recommend it. You can get on the trail and walk down to Bestmore's House, too. All within walking distance, you know, anything between the two villages, we're not that far apart and not that hard to get around. So if anything, you know, hop on the city bus or the train and you'll be there quick. Tongue in cheek, you know, teasing, of course. You know, the windmill is all put back together again. It's beautiful. We just put the lights on the sails today. It looks gorgeous, and we'll be having all kinds of fun things going on here at the windmill. We have the glug and the Danish cheese samples. And in our video room, we're having an old Christmas market, and we've invited a Scandinavian antique dealer that will be setting. He goes over to Europe and buys old Danish, Scandinavian antiques, a little bit of everything, and he will be in our video room, and that's also where the glug is being served, the Scandinavian winter drink, so it's worth a visit to come on down. On Friday, throughout the day, there's 21 locations. You can stop at any of our merchants to pick up a map of the 21 locations. And, you know, we have our retailers, our restaurants that are here every day, year-round, that we like to highlight, too. And we have new businesses. We have the new log cabin quilts. We have the new tea room. We have Norse Horse Tavern. And we have the new Danish Table restaurant here in town. And also the Copenhagen Friday, a very eclectic gift shop here on Main Street. So we're constantly changing. You know, you can't say, oh, I've been to Elkhorn, I don't need to go back there. What we do, we have just changing businesses. The craft fair's worth the visit. And we have specials throughout all the businesses too. As you know, we have a tea room, and we have the winery that we think are pretty special in the community. Again, we have our retailers, Danish Workshop, the Nest Egg. All these things are listed on our brochure, the egg crate. And of course, we even have one business in Atlantic that always helps us out, and that's Henningsen's Locker, because they carry all the Danish meats and cheeses. So we love to highlight them also. Friday, After the businesses close, the restaurants are all opened also. And then Saturday morning at 9 a.m., we have the Polar Run, that we call it the Naughty or Nissa 5K Polar Run. That's from the Kimmelton Mermaid to the Danish Windmill. And you start in Kimmelton, you get a peppermint patty, and you can wear your silly costumes. We give out prizes for the best costume, the fastest runner, the best elf. We just have a really good time, and they get to the windmill. We give them a sample of the glug because there's usually a little chilly. It's a fun time, and we have a nice participation. And while after you've run here to the windmill, get up to the Elkhorn Fire Station from 8 to 10. The Better Elkhorn Club is serving pancakes in the morning, and that's a big change. It's always been the evening, and this year we're going to have it for a morning breakfast at the Elkhorn Fire Station. Santa Claus, or I should say Father Christmas and Mick Elf, will be at the finish line, but then they'll be going up to the Elkhorn Public Library, and you can get your picture with Santa and Mick Elf from 10:30 to 11:30. Also, there's the Christmas train exhibit that's in there. So it's just constant. We have so much to see and do. It's beautiful. There's benches up and down the street. You can just sit and watch the people go by, and it sounds like the weather's going north of us. So we should have a great couple days. And, of course, we all have furnaces, so if you get cold, come on in. It is a good time, and we always appreciate the support from the communities around us. And we always like to support the others, too. So, Walnut has something going on, and Manning has something going on. So you can get it all done this weekend. There's no need to go to the city. You know, we have it all here. So we invite you to come back again December 14th. For the Ugly Christmas Sweater event, but this weekend is our 41st annual Yule Fest, and you'll love it.
Yeah. Lisa, it's obvious why people of Danish descent would enjoy coming here to celebrate and, kind of live the roots, I guess, a little bit, celebrate in that way. But why is it important to spread that message to folks who don't really have much Danish ancestry in them? Why would they still enjoy all this?
Well, I think, United States is made up of so many different nationalities, and we're just one little sliver of the pie, and it's fun to see how we celebrate our heritage, and not everything is, Danish here, too, so you can get, a good pork tenderloin. You don't have to have fricadeller, but we highly recommend it. Our quilt store, we have a variety of things. So it's just not Danish when you come up here. But yet the people, we have still a high concentration of Danish Americans, and we're still very proud of our heritage. And with the whole ancestry.com, we're finding people are coming to study their roots. They find out they just maybe have a little bit of Scandinavian in them, and we're all one, and we invite you to just come and celebrate and see what we're all about.
Yeah, it's quite an effort to make sure of that. I was interested to hear you talk about some of the new businesses here. I thought, what?
Yeah.
We're told all the time that small towns don't have any new businesses. We're all drying up.
No, we actually have more people driving in for jobs than driving out of town, but yet we remain constant with our population. We're still around 650, and Kimmelton, 350. We just have some very good high-tech jobs, and then retail, and then food. I mean, you just don't see too many skinny Elkhorn people up here. And not too many of us cook at home anymore because we have a restaurant to go to every night.
That's right. One thing we all have in common, we all eat. We do too much of that sometimes, but we all certainly eat. Well, celebrating the Christmas season, getting off to a great start here for the holidays. I know with the shorter Christmas season this year, because Thanksgiving back a week this time around, the way the calendar turned, that means folks are pressed just a little bit in their Christmas shopping perhaps this season. So you can cover them there too, right?
Yeah, we have such great value here. I mean, we have things that you can't get on Amazon. We try to be a little bit different, and we should be able to have enough giftware here to take care of everybody's list. You can check it twice.
All right, very good. Well, if folks want to come up and enjoy, I know you've got music, you got food, you got entertainment, you got all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, the Christmas concert Saturday night is a must. That's at 7 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. It's a lot of local talent and talent from the area, and it's a popular thing for people to come back for to see it. And then when you're done with the concert, they'll dance around the Christmas tree and sing, and that's an old Danish tradition, and coffee and cookies afterwards. But please come to that. You're totally invited. It's just really a lot of fun, and it really gets you into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, and the admission price to that is?
It's free.
Of course it is.
Yeah, we have such good value up here.
Very good. Well, if you can't find something fun to do, you're probably not looking very hard. So make sure you get out and just wander the streets, as we talked about. Maybe the weather will be really nice. You'll be able to get out and walk around a little bit, experience some of the things that are going on. And who knows, you may even find someone who could speak a little Danish.
Yeah, and you won't get lost. I can guarantee it.
Very good. Well, Lisa, we hope you have another great, spectacular here this weekend. I appreciate it so much, everything that you folks do during the year. And it's great to see the promotion continue through the holiday season. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks for the coverage. We appreciate working with you.